The paradox with Parkinson's disease is that while it is well known by name, most of us don't really know much about it. And some of what we think we know may be wrong.
People have a tendency to look at Parkinson's as, oh, you shake a lot, or you can't walk as well because you have short steps. And those are all very specific and very difficult things to deal with. A lot of times the medication works, not always perfectly. But there's a lot of other symptoms of Parkinson's. There's actually a certain amount of cognitive decline or impairment. That was a surprise to me when I realized that I was not thinking as well as I could.
For Evan Henry, that meant a growing inability to access vocabulary, which eventually forced him to stop working. Henry has been living with Parkinson's for the past 13 years, during which he has become an advocate for research into the neurological disorder and efforts to find better treatments for it. He says the basic mechanism has been determined, an inability for brain cells in the midbrain area called the substantia nigra to get rid of an excess protein. This gradually causes those cells to die, which in turn results in a shortage of dopamine, which acts as a neurotransmitter in the brain and a sort of chemical messenger elsewhere in the body.
Dopamine is a neuroinhibitor. If your muscles are firing all the time, you can calm them down and do what you really want with them by having this neuroinhibitor. It stops the continual firing. So when you don't have enough dopamine, your muscles are firing all the time. It's like you're trying to clench your fist and open your fist all at the same time, and that's why you get tremors. And 80% of the cells in the substantia nigra are dead before you get the physical manifestations of the disease, before most people figure out what's going on.
And that makes early diagnosis elusive.
There isn't a specific test for Parkinson's. You basically have it by eliminating other diseases. And then if you respond somewhat to the drugs that they provide you, you'll end up with a diagnosis of Parkinson's. It's very hard to diagnose it. There's hope that there will be a specific test for it within the next couple of years. The research is very much in that direction.
Since he had his own diagnosis confirmed, Henry has been working with neurologists who specialize in movement disorders and maintaining an active exercise regimen to keep his symptoms at bay. In the meantime, he has also been doing what he can to educate the public about Parkinson's disease.
Diseases like Parkinson's carry a lot of misunderstanding, and anything that I can do as a able-bodied person with Parkinson's, let people know about it. I think it's good. Research into the disease, the awareness, the people being able to cope better. It's just sort of doing my part to make sure that people know what the capabilities are and what they can do even if they have the disease.
An early step in that effort was writing a mystery thriller titled Shaker Guy, which Evan says grew out of his journaling about his own experience and his outrage when former President George W. Bush blocked federal support for stem cell research.
Between wanting to write about Parkinson's and being very mad at George Bush, I wrote a novel, The Whodunit, with a Parkinson's protagonist. And it's about running around Washington, D.C. with the guys in the SUVs with black windows and being chased and ultimately finding out that there was significant collusion by certain government actors. It just is a way of me saying, here's some information, educate yourself, but have fun doing it, hopefully.
Henry will also be the featured presenter this week for the Science Buzz Cafe series, Wednesday evening in Sebastopol. Not coincidentally, April is National Parkinson's Awareness Month. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.